I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast.
So I'm driving home right now, and it's later, so I got to go to bed in about an hour if I want to go to bed on time. And so I'm driving home. It's 7 o'clock right now, and I know when I get home, I'm going to have to do a lot of other things, and I would rather get the podcast done now. And so on my way home now, I'm sitting here trying to muster up the energy, we'll say, to get this recorded, but I keep on making excuses in my head, because I keep saying, oh, it's better if I sit down, because that way I'm focused, and I'm, you know, and there's truth to that. And then I'm like, oh, well, I'm actually pretty tired, so. But it's so funny, because I'm not tired. Why the fuck am I saying that? You know, it's just an excuse. And so now my phone is in the collar of my hoodie. And instead of being mounted on the car, I just think the audio probably sound better if it's here versus there, because I'm driving, so there's a lot of background noise. But it seems like the iPhones do a good job with blocking out other noise. I don't know. Anyway, I shared something on my Instagram today, and if you're listening in 17 years, you don't know that, but it was a quote. It was from some motivation page, and it says, why can't I ever think of this shit on the spot? What the hell's wrong with me? It says something like, people focus on the goals, that's why they don't achieve them. People focus on the goals rather than the person. People fail to achieve their goals because they focus on the outcome, and they don't focus on the person they have to become to achieve those goals. Something like that. And that's actually in part why I even started 75 Hard and completed it to begin with. I knew that I didn't have discipline. I knew that I was lazy and I was lost. I knew all those things. I had no direction. I had no discipline. I would always say I was going to do something and I never followed through. So I never kept my word. I always lied to myself and I always beat the shit out of myself for that every day. And so it was just a vicious cycle of me kicking my own ass very abusively, you know. And I did that for like 3 straight years. And it only got worse. So blah, 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 made it out, we're good. But that's why I did the program. That's not why, but that's a good reason. A solid, one of many reasons why I did the program. Because I was so tired of feeling so down and discouraged about everything. You know, my life sucked ass, but no wonder it sucked ass, because I wasn't doing anything to improve or grow. So now knowing that, I mean, that's not the whole entire reason. I wasn't even really aware of that, but necessarily. But doing that, and now looking back, it's like, absolutely, that's, hell yeah, you know? So focusing on who you're going to become in the process, I think it's just one of the most relieving or reassuring reframes that you can put on your life. Because you can focus on something for so long and put all your effort into it, and then maybe it fails, like a business or a product idea or even a relationship or whatever. But it's not like you gained nothing from it and you go back to square one with no experience and no lessons learned or no wisdom or whatever. You learn something. You always gain some kind of perspective. You always, you know, I mean, I'm not even trying to be whatever, but like, unless you have actually something wrong with your brain, I mean, you should be able to take something, an experience, and be like, hey, I could probably do this better. And then you do that better. And so now the next time you do the thing, you're doing it from experience, from the square, not from square one, but, well, I guess physically from square one, but you have all the extra experience and you have the new perspective and you have everything else that comes with trying. And so I think for me, why I'm so cocksure that I'm not going to fail, well, I'm going to fail probably a shit ton of times, but why I'm not going to ever give up, why I will achieve everything that I've set out to, is because I'm not really focused on the money or the house or whatever. I'm just focused on building something and just working. That sounds so fucking exciting to me. Like, I'm so ecstatic at the thought that I would get the opportunity to do this forever for the rest. That, I don't know, I get so pumped about that. And so if I can become some kind of version of myself now in the future that's much more disciplined, that has much more resilience, that gets so much shit done, that is so good with time management, that is so good with priorities, like, to think that who I was 9 months ago versus who I am now, that's insane. And it's only 9 months, you know? So where am I going to be in a year from now? And where am I going to be 5 years from now? And then 10 and 20, fuck, even 40, you know? In 40 years, I'll only be 46 years old, or 66 years old. That, dude, crazy. So I think it's Abraham Lincoln's quote, but if somebody gives you an axe to chop a tree, or if somebody gives you a week to chop a tree, you'll spend the first 6 days sharpening the axe, something like that. So I just take that as in, you know, working on yourself. You can gain all the perspective, all the traits, all the skills, and once you become someone of that caliber, a caliber of person, then that person, whoever you become, is then capable to achieve all these monstrous things. Because me right now, I'm not capable of running a business right now. Oh, maybe, like a tiny one, mini startup. But I need to develop more skills in order to get to that next level. And so maybe in 5 years I have so much more skills than I do now, and I'm successful in that area. But maybe to get to that next level, I need even more. And so the only way I'm going to get there is through the experience and through working on myself. And so anything that builds a discipline, anything that requires keeping my word, anything that requires integrity, those are all reps for me to get in, to work on myself, to build myself up into somebody who is capable of running something massive, you know? I mean, shit, me 9 months ago, I couldn't even get to work on time. Best I could do was deliver packages and then go home and play Minecraft. No shit, that's the best I could do. So if you were to present an opportunity for me to run a tiny little business back then, I would fumble it, I would fail, and I wouldn't even try again. I would just give up. So that's then. So I've already evolved into who I am now, which is, I would say that I have a shit ton of discipline, which is very cool to say. And it's, I can say that with absolute confidence because, in the words of Alex Hormozi, I have an undeniable stack of proof that I am who I say I am. And that's very fucking cool. And am I still insecure about a lot of things? Absolutely, dude. But I'm learning and I'm growing. And that's really all I ever want to do. And I never want to stop doing that. So I think the fact that, I mean, so I had this thought the other day. I think one of the biggest lessons or key moments or whatever, little thing that I did, was I did the first 100 episodes of this podcast, and I made it a rule that I couldn't tell anybody, so nobody knew about it. So I had to work, produce a piece of content, post it, knowing that nobody would see it for the next 3 months. I mean, even then, I don't even know if anybody would see it then. But I had to do that. I had to put effort into recording a 20-minute podcast, and I had to upload it knowing that no one was going to listen to it. For 100 days straight, every single day, posted an episode knowing no one would listen to it. And so I think doing that taught me that I can work without an outcome, and I can work without any reward or recognition or acknowledgement or whatever, any kind of feedback. I can work and get shit done. And I think that taught me that it's not about that. It's so cliche, but it's so true. It really is about the process, the journey, you know? So I think that's one of the best things I did unknowingly. I had no idea that's what I was getting from it, but here we are. I think it's one of the best things I did. So maybe I'll do that again with something else. Maybe I'll work on something for 200 days and I won't say a goddamn word to anybody. And we'll see. So, I don't know. Dude, there's a guy in front of me and he's got a big ass rack of 10 kayaks and he is swerving like a motherfucker and I'm so nervous. Someone's gonna bitch and complain that I'm recording this while driving. But people have passengers in their car always, and they talk. So that whole thing's void. Next question. So anyway, I think I'm about to miss my exit, to be honest with you. Sure did. Right on, dude. So anyway, I've just been thinking about that so much. If I do this whole business thing, not if, so when I do everything that I'm trying to do right now and it all flops, I'm going to gain so much wisdom and knowledge and experience from the whole thing, you know? I'm so pumped about that. Because I've said this before, but if I invest 10 grand into this and it doesn't work, the worst thing that happens is I lose 10 grand. That's it. And then the best case scenario is kind of unimaginable for me. The thought that I would get, I don't know, it's just so crazy to think about. So I don't know, it's kind of perspective. So cannot fail if I do not quit, you know? It's one of those things. So yeah, anyway, that's the show. That's all I got. So let me take my phone out of my collar.
Was it even recording?
Dude, if this was not recording, bro.
My screen's dark, can't see. Okay, we're good. All right. Thank you guys for listening. That's it. Peace out.
Hey, thanks for listening. And a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.